For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Dave Heaton, State Representative for House District 84, to discuss the 2015 legislative session, which begins today. We'll start with Heaton sharing what he was looking forward to most ahead of the session beginning.
First of all, I'm anxious to meet the new members that we have in our House of Representatives. We have quite a few new members, I think 11, not necessarily of my party, but we got a lot of new members that we have to get to know and feel out where they're coming from. I don't know a lot about them, so I'm anxious to see, you know, what they're like.
Was there a learning curve there for the newer members to get acclimated to the role of a representative?
Yeah, basically, you know, you're coming off your campaign. You've said a lot of things, but you don't really know the issues as much as you thought you did. I can't speak for them, but it seems to me that's the way it is. You know, there is a big learning curve. New members usually pretty much do a lot of listening and learning in the first half of the session, start to speak up a little bit more. You know, they formulated some of their decisions on some issues, and you'll start to hear about those in the second half. But for right now, I think they pretty much just kind of lay low and listen.
Well, you've been in the House for multiple years. Do you feel like you've got a good understanding of how everything works, or is there still learning to be done?
Oh, I learn every year. Different things come up. Some things didn't figure on. All of a sudden, it's a hot-button issue. And so every year is just kind of different. But, I've been there. I'm going into my 21st year now, and so I pretty much know the ropes and know how it works.
Well, looking back to the 2014 session, were you happy with what got done?
Well, I think we got an awful lot done. I mean, you know, we passed a major, major property tax relief bill that amounted to an impact of almost $700 million on Iowa property taxpayers by the time it's through getting fully implemented. And our education reform bill, we made a major commitment to education, and that's in our second year. And I just really believe that I think we had a really, really good productive session that basically between a Democratic Senate and a Republican House, we were able to come together and come out with some pretty good legislation, I think. For the most part, you know, the governor with his veto pen kind of cut us off on what we felt were some really important issues, one of them being the water quality money that we invested with one-time leftover reserves. Made a major commitment there into the cost-sharing program, and the governor vetoed it. So, that's going to be one of the issues, I think, that we'll take up this year. We are committed to clean water in this state, and I think the legislature was willing to put up the resources, and maybe we'll have to do it all over again.
The bipartisanship that you touched on, do you expect that both sides of Congress will be able to work together again in 2015?
Oh, I think so, for the most part. You know, I think in the end, we'll all come together and work things out. We're a lot different than the feds. I think we approach our problems in a much different way. Yeah, I know we do have some members maybe are not as eager to work together as others. But for the most part, I think the spirit of our state legislature over the past few years have been, in the end, a bipartisan effort. I mean, if you got a House, it's one party, and a Senate, it's another. And if you're going to move forward, move this state forward for the people that live here, you're going to have to work together. I mean, you have to come to some common resolve. You just can't go home and not get the job done. And in the budget, anyway, we do have to agree. We have to place a budget on the governor's desk before we can go home. And so that forces us to work together, especially if we're separate parties. I've had more problems in the past when the legislature was all one party than I have when they're mixed.
That was part one of my conversation with State Representative for House District 84, Dave Heaton, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.